Two poems, Candles and Neolithic. Candles. I like to light candles in churches, to enjoy new flames, to pause for silence, for private thoughts, for personal memories, to pray for someone, to wish for something, to ask forgiveness, to restore faith and hope, to reflect on questions, any sign or flicker. I drift into another world of thought, to imagine dynamite with a sizzling fuse, the fire in the hole moment before the boom, the collapsing mineshaft of a black and white western, the car chase ending in a ball of fire, the doorway to hell's damnation after limbo's waiting room. In never-ending searches, I like to light candles in churches. Neolithic. 12,000 years ago, exhausted hunter-gatherers saw farming as their new frontier, homesteaders tethered to an acre or two, cultivating wheat, barley, maize, rice, potatoes, food for their tables, produce to trade for animals to rear and eat, finding raw materials to create axes, hoes, sickles, grindstones, and pottery to store grain, the struggles to overcome survival's pain. Homesteads became towns and town cities, each phase of development diminishing simplicity and increasing complications, diminishing respect and increasing tensions, diminishing a list of needs and increasing reams of wants and desires, smouldering mounds of selfishness and envy where once there were passionate fires. Now we hunt and gather gadgets, gizmos, stuff. We see isolation, individualism, aloneness, ego as the new ambitions, the new frontiers. We are citizens of online communities. We have friends, invisible as ghosts and hippie illusions. We are now as sophisticated as humanity can be, and so more primitive than we were 12,000 years ago.